Welcome to Vision Destiny 2018. This is Session 9. Again, I'm sharing revelation that I received personally through encounters, conversations with God, experiences in heaven that I believe are relevant to share now for 2018. I would encourage everyone to look at the application for them as I did for me. We would look at it as for the church here, but also for the wider church, for every individual. Just resonate with what you resonate with. If something doesn't make sense, just park it. If God stirs you, pursue it, meditate to find out how that applies to your situation in your life. Over the last few years, love has been the central theme of God revealing who he is in my relationship. And he's spoken to me about living loved. To live loved is to rediscover my true identity as a son in relationship with a loving Heavenly Father. That love is agape love. It leads me to rest, where I can remember who I am, seen as that image in his likeness that he's redeemed us to be. To love living is to express the joy of life from the place of rest, to engage creation in sonship, because we have a passion and desire for it. To live loving is to express the peace found in relationship as a son, in and through and to everything, to bring restoration. Restoration is a key to many of the things God spoke to me about last year, and I would encourage you to pursue with him what is the height and breadth and depth of the restoration of all things. The glorious freedom of sonship, rest, is love's most wonderful conclusion. The tree of life is sonship, as expressed in Jesus, and in the DIY tree is sonship expressed in Adam's independence. Son, I did not put a tree in the garden. I was the tree, and Adam was the tree. Free will was the greatest gift, but also potentially the greatest curse. Mankind was the son who chose to receive inheritance without relationship. I am the father who has run with restoration rest towards the whole of mankind, embraced it at the cross, and clothed it with love at the resurrection, and has seated it in authority at the ascension. Son, that is why all were chosen to be before me, in blameless innocence, because I am, is rest. Son, the written word is not linear in its form. Now, last year I was looking at new versus old, and looking at what does the Bible actually say, how does the Bible actually work, all the theology, doctrines, and all the other things that we effectively have systematically believed, are they true in the light of the original intent and purpose? So I was asking God a lot about this. So this is what the Father said. Son, the written word is not linear in its form. It does not tell a story in ordered fashion. So what you seek concerning the order of the Holy Spirit's role in salvation, being born from above and baptized, is not presented formulaically, but relationally. I wanted to know, in terms of baptism of the Holy Spirit, what's a new versus old perspective to it. I was asking for revelation. You know, did this happen? 1, 2, 3. And this is God's response. Things occurred within people's testimonies that unveiled the truth as they encountered it, but it was never meant to be a model for others to follow. Everyone's relationship is different and personal, and so it is meant to be. Timings of experiences are not communicated so people can follow the pattern, but to reveal that there are many ways of engaging me, as I am manifold in nature. What and when things took place is not really the point of what is communicated, but the fact that they did take place when the realization of the truth occurred. As different groups of people shared their testimonies of realization encounters, it was not supposed to turn relational experiences into systematic, theological, progressive formula. What occurred at the cross and at the resurrection and ascension at my AD 70 coming were in a sense to be treated as one event, planned and predestined, and now fully accessible to all people, both living physically this moment and all those who are living in other dimensional planes. The revelational moments for the Jews, the Samaritans, the Gentiles, the Ethiopians and Ephesians were not intended to reveal any specific pattern to be followed or methodology for engaging or experiencing the Spirit. the baptism with or in the Spirit, or being filled with or by the Spirit, can be realized as salvation is realized, or later with water baptism or not. Everything is supposed to be realized relationally and therefore cannot be made into a formula. Does it not say that the wind blows where it will in association with the Spirit? Therefore, all things are possible with all people at all times as the Spirit wills. By all means, present the menu, but don't dictate what order it is eaten, not in a fixed and rigid way. The many ways in which these things were recorded was the point, not the linear record, as every journey is different by design and according to the willingness of the participants. What must I do to be saved was a question asked that has been misunderstood and misrepresented. With the Philippian jailer, this was a physical salvation from harm and danger from the authorities, not a spiritual event. Paul took advantage of the situation to reveal the physical and spiritual are from the same source, trusting in me. Son convened the courts for the restoration of redemptive purpose, so there can be cooperation, trust, and a willingness for self-sacrifice. This was another encounter where my spirit was being connected to restoration and redemption, and what did it all mean? So God began to open that up. Son helped produce the legislation that will empower hope and restore vision. I see emerging from the clouds of confusion fresh vision. And this is what I began to see as I was seated in heavenly places and observing God's desire. I see a chest full of new scrolls being delivered by the angels from the house of scrolls. Restoration of identity and image revealed in truth encounters, where there will be men in white linen reading scrolls, inspiring a fresh expectancy. I see a council of elders assigned out of the court of the upright, directed from the affairs of their nation's house. And I believe that council can be for each person. I've talked to many people who are experiencing a council of the cloud of witnesses, sometimes angels, who are assigned to them and their destiny and their scroll, and are there to help facilitate with them and work it out. I see the Joshua generation begin to rise up out of the religious confusion with their inheritance to possess the new landscape, the new vista that will be revealed. I see new realities created from hearts and minds empowered by the refreshing presence of the breath of life. A new hope with new dreams, new visions, fresh expectancy emerging from the disappointments of false dawns. Out of the ashes of the old emerges the sons of God with renewed vigor, strength, energy, refreshed with the very breath of God. Restoration is the theme. And this to me has been something that has been consuming, and God has really impressed on me. Restoration is the theme. Restored sonship, restored vision, restored relationship, restored passion, restored hope, restored position, restored identity, restored purpose. The restoration of the sons of God rising up from the hidden and obscure places, like Joseph coming out of the dungeon prison, to take their places invested in throne, seated in the heavenly places, ruling and reigning as the mountain of the house of the Lord. A new day is dawning. Arise and shine. Light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new way for a new day. A new order of sonship, the reality makers, the history changers, the restorers of the breach. Son, I'm calling the dread champions to arise, sons aligning heaven and earth, history makers and history changers, unlimited and unrestricted warriors, pioneers, transversing time and space to restore all things. Non-linear time convergers who will transcend the barriers of the fallen mindsets and restore the convergence of what is and what will be. The time lords of precepts, statutes and laws, releasing the ordinances of the eternal heart of God to reconvene the cosmic mind. Suns in sacred geometry ascended and transcended. Metatron's cube, the mind of Christ, the suns in mystic union, dimensional harmony, the restored ascended man. Divine, cosmic, interdimensional, restored order, ascended, transcended, the convergence of what is and will be in the cosmic consciousness of restored sonship. The symphony of the ages, harmonic frequencies concordant in the music of the spheres. Destiny calling to the sons of men to take their places at the sons as the sons of God, ambassadors of restoration, the convergence of creational order. Reality transcenders, shapers beyond the restoration of what would have been, so that all can, from the being from the restorers of the age to the age of the transcenders. So all can, from being the restorers of the age to the age of the transcenders. There are new ages to come. This is what really this was about. There are new ages, ages to come that we're all called to be part of, but God is bringing everything together now. The infinite resources of the hive minds, exponentially increasing limitless potential possibilities of the connected minds of sons in mystic union. And I'm not saying that we will all be clones, but I'm saying we'll all be connected, and are all connected. We're all exist and live and move and have our being within God. And there's something God is doing, connecting us to the mind of Christ, which will connect us together with purpose and relationship. Ascension to transcendence, from one to dual to multi-dimensions. Son, be passionate, be creative, and just learn to be. All will be well with your soul. Son, all things are restored in the now of my heart and mind, drawing from your being. Let restoration flow from being restored, so that what was is aligned to what is, and then what will be what was intended. Son, go beyond ascension to the transcendence of the space and dimensions. My desires are always being tuned and always being restored in peace and rest. All is well, so all will be well. Son, foreknowledge implies a fixed future, where continual knowledge reveals a fluid convergence of time and eternity. Relationship is the key factor people miss in regards to time and future, because where all is outworked in cooperation, in co-heirship, there can be no fate. Son, everything is continually in a state of creative flux, where we are restoring from the complete mind. Son, the real restoration is where sonship is restored and memory of identity is recovered. Relationship is the governmental order of all creative expression, where we are one means we are also one and we are also one. Eternal, individual, and corporate. The true nature of a hive mind is one for all and all for one, where all are content to be and be part. Individuals and individuality are incorporated, accepted in creativity, not alienated by conformity. Predestined to be conformed to sonship is both relational and creative. Ascension to transcendence, from one to dual to multi-dimensions. Son, rest and trust and see. It is time to focus and realign everything to purpose within the expansion of the visible and values of the blueprint. So God gives us all blueprints. We have a blueprint for our lives. We have corporate blueprints for embassies of heaven, ecclesia, other things. When we are given one, it must become the focus which motivates us, which keeps us aligned. Son, you have to be bold in unveiling the vision to call people into destiny and purpose. Review everything using new versus old filters. Now, we were at a point where we wanted to look at where are we in light of what God had said and what he was saying, and are we in alignment with him? And therefore, are we thinking in a new way or an old way? And it's a constant thing you have to check. The old is not confined to biblical revelation alone. So I've been looking at new versus old from a biblical perspective, but it isn't just the Bible, it's everything. Everything must be evaluated from a new versus old perspective, including mindsets, practices, provision, ministry, government, administration, human resources, structures, management, everything. Therefore, review everything using the lens of the new. Questions to consider. Is everything established in heaven first? Is everything administrated in heaven first? Do the same patterns of government run through everything? Have angels been assigned for everything? Are the chancellor's houses aligned for everything? Do we have laws and legislation for everything? Are we operating in faith? Are there ketubas for everything? Are we using our ketubas correctly? Is everything lived from a marriage perspective? Are we trading correctly? Are we releasing a sound, frequencies, and light from heavenly realms out into all our spheres of authority? Son, let everything flow from my heart of love. As you live from within, my passion and desire be motivated by the depth of my love for all of my creation. My desire for restoration is the outworking of my love. How could I give up on anything as I carry it all in my heart? Everyone and everything has a special place assigned within my heart. Son, express my heart to all you engage and let the desires of my heart become the desires of your heart. Son, be the son that you were made to be, mirrored within the vast sum of my thoughts. Son, the world needs to know me, so lift me up so that all can see and be drawn to me. Son, let the sons of God arise in restored glorious maturity. Issue the sound, let the frequencies of harmony resound that carry the call to restoration. Son, only restored sonship, identity and position will answer creation's groan for freedom. The passion of God's loving desire for the deepest, most intimate connection and unrestricted relational union can never be diminished or lessened. Because it is who he is, the great I am, that I am. I hear the sound, his voice, come deeper. Son, don't be afraid. I abandon myself to total surrender and I begin to be immersed, cocooned in love's perfect robes. I sink deeper and deeper within I am, through layer after layer of passionate desires until I'm plunging into the purest light of love's expression. This is what it is to go into the heart of God and to be abandoned there. I begin to feel it and sense it, heart to heart, the overwhelming power of love's answer to every question, doubt, fear, emotion. Perfect love, like I have never felt before. I'm swallowed up in love's perfection of lavish, overflowing abundance, grace and mercy swirling around me like extensions of love's desires. The power of love, the desire of love, the passion of love, inextricably consuming and assimilating everything in its inevitable path toward total and complete restoration. I feel the purest passion of the Father's heart for all his children and all his creations. Manifold, multicolored, multifaceted, multi-layered, multidimensional, the pure essence of I am, precept upon precept, is where I am within I am. A call for the mobilization of heavenly legions to carry forth, the call for the sons of God to come forth and rise up. When you have an experience like that in the heart of God and it so impacts you, it stirs you. I want everyone to experience that. I want everyone to experience who they are, their identity, their position, their authority as sons. So I start calling things into being. I'm seated in heavenly places. I'm in a place of authority. Therefore, I call out. I call into the wilderness for the sons of God to rise up, throw off the shackles of religious slavery. I call for the emancipation of the sons of God from slavery to mere intellectual, theological, doctrinal knowledge. I call for encounters both of Emmaus and Damascus Road significance. I call for the release of scrolls, mantles by angelic messengers. I call for the hunter-gatherer angels to be released. I call forth the identity of sonship deep within the sons of men. I call for a new wave to come out of the wilderness to cross over beyond the veil. Restoration of all things that have been lost, distorted, damaged, destroyed, broken, disconnected. Identity, relationship, intimacy, position, destiny, purpose, authority, passion, truth, memory, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, abilities, powers, access. Everyone, everything, everywhere, creation and everything in it, dimensions, time, history, intention, desire, DNA, light, harmony, connections, inheritance, birthright, union, unity, balance, love, joy, peace, breath, mind, emotions, body, origin, original condition, functionality, speed of light, vision, sons arise, restoring inheritance, identity, position, and authority. Son, see through the eyes of the lion. What do you see? I'm standing in his name, in the four faces of God, and he's asking me to look. Father, I see the need for governmental order and clarity. I see mists and colors covering my view, indicating the need for expectations to be managed. I see the lack of vision. Son, you come for help in time of need. Follow the same review process and clarify everything within your blueprint. Do you have a mandate? Whose mandate would it be? Who is responsible? Who is accountable? Son, come and walk with me. What do you see? What you see and have engaged must be understood from the perspective of function, not form. This is the Greek versus Hebrew mindset. I just want a godly perspective. I want to know the heart that he has for that which I'm seeing, engaging, experiencing. So as I walk with him, I want him to convey the essence of what I'm seeing. Although I'm seeing it from my perspective and its symbolism is represented so I can engage it, I want to go deeper. I want to understand. The Chancellor's houses are representation of kingdom order and need to be used to align and bring everything into that order. There must be relational order where heart, mind, and voice need to be aligned, where seasons are aligned and ordered, judgment, justice, grace, and mercy. The lion, the ox, the eagle, man, heaven and earth, where 2, 3, 4, 7 are aligned and ordered. Foundations and sacred geometric patterns, invisible micro and macro function according to the same patterns and alignments. Wheels within wheels within wheels function the same way in and through and over all things. The circle of the deep is only the outer wheel that you can see within the visible spectrum. This is based on the inner wheel and the innermost wheel, and all are aligned and balanced. All that you have seen operates within me. I am that I am. All the sacred geometry that you see is but a physical image to represent a relational order of unity, where everything and everyone was designed to have position and purpose to connect the realms and dimensions. In other words, all these things like Metatron's cube, the Tree of Life, and other geometric patterns are representation of where we're seated in heavenly places in our sonship. The ages don't exist independently, neither do the dimensions. They coexist and converge and diverge in the covenantal circle. Son, see what I see. From strings, quarks, electrons, neutrons, protons, atoms, molecules, planets, stars, systems, galaxies, universes, dimensions, are but one thought observed and held together by the light of my light. Son, within the whole fabric of all that is, each of you is the apple of my eye, the treasure of creation, of infinite value and worth. Isn't that amazing? How many sextillion stars there are, how many billion galaxies there are. He sees us in that way. We're the apple of his eye, the treasure of his creation, infinite value and worth. Son, be as we are, dancing within the circle of love. The circle of love includes all on multiple levels, layers of deep calling to deep. Tree of Life is sonship in relational order. Everyone and everything in unison and harmony, all the sounds and light as one unified whole of love, joy, and peace. It's living in a state of not enough, just enough, or more than enough. And that's a question, again, related to, do we have the provision to fulfill what God is calling us to do? And I'm not talking just about money, although it includes finances and money. It's about everything that we need. In abilities, authority, everything we need in terms of revelation, insight, understanding. Do we have enough? Or not enough? Do we have more than enough? So we can be generous and overflowing and blessing others with what we have. Are we content with all our needs met, but not having enough for all the good deeds prepared for us, which are part of our destiny? You cannot serve God and mammon. The DIY path, independently meeting your own needs, that whole lifestyle is addressed in Matthew 6:33. The key is to seek first. Seek first God. Seek first God's kingdom. Seek first God's righteousness. 2 Corinthians 9:8 is a description of living with the mindset of an attitude of wealth. Our trust is in the grace or enabling power of God for all situations and circumstances. All and every eventuality is covered. Natural, supernatural provision is sourced in God and is abundant, lavished, overflowing grace and mercy. Parents provide for their children, but also want to prepare their children to be able to provide for themselves. And it's no different with God as our Heavenly Father. He wants us not just to be as a child asking him to provide all the time. He wants to teach us how, with wisdom and insight, that we actually create things that we need for ourselves. He wants us to be like him, creative. God has a treasury house in heaven with a room in it filled with all that we need to fulfill our destiny. What it's filled with is seed and food. And when we take that seed and we take our lives, because we're planted as seed, as sons of the kingdom, into the world, then we can be fruitful and to multiply and fill our spheres of government as the sonship mandate dictates. Some people think that treasury house or that treasury room is just filled with everything. We've just got to go there and take it. No, it's an account that we have that increases as we are faithful to sow our lives and our representation in that as seed, so it can multiply and it can increase. And it can multiply and increase to be abundantly overflowing if we're willing to sow as God directs. God has released a supply from that room, but now wants to reveal how to access that. Wealth is so much more than riches with just possessions, including money. It is the mindset of knowing and trusting the abundance of God as a son, not just a servant or even a steward. It is being endued with the wisdom to distribute, not just accumulate. There are protocols to access our treasury room and release its resources, just like any earthly accounts. Proof of identity, knowing the PIN or the password, having the signature, being in possession of the card or the card checkbook. God has built provision into the fabric of creation through the law of sowing and reaping. The law or principle operates by faith or trust in God's goodness, his character and nature as the living God. You give so that you can have, so that you can have an abundance, so that you can give more. Son, it is vitally important to understand the concepts of how to give and how to receive. Son, this is a place of security for you to rest and learn. I will unveil the keys to using the precepts that bring order and alignment for the Chancellor's houses. So this was, well, God was taking me into a place where I had to rest, where I had to, in a sense, just be, and then things would begin to start to be unveiled. You have the seal and the staff, and you've been given a crystal tree as an ambassador. And those are Chancellor's seal and staff. And I was given this crystal, which looked like a geometric shape, which was a representation of the tree of life. And that was an ambassador's crystal. And when I go before the certain courts, Council of 70, I have that crystal and I hold it in my hands, and it seems to empower me in some way. The seal and crystal will form an arc that brings authority to the staff. You can use the staff as a rod that orders the future governmentally. All eventualities must pass under the rod if they are to be aligned with the seasons of the circle of the deep. The rod will become the rod of judgment, justice, grace, and mercy that weighs and aligns the future with the heart of God. Wisdom to choose is yours as a son. There are many paths that lead to the same destination. And this is the amazing thing with God. It isn't one fixed future and that's it. It's fate. It's going to happen. It is a fluid, flexible future that is involved with our participation, our creativity of sons, as sons, to release that creativity in multiple ways. Jesus didn't just do what he saw the Father doing as a prescriptive thing, but it was something that inspired him to be creative in the outworking of the heart of the Father, and it's so it is for us. What is true for personal alignment will be the same principles for all alignments. The goal is to position the sons of God within the tree of life so that balance is restored to creation and its song is heard once again. The four sets of three, which are three of government of the 12 houses, open the four sets of four when aligned governmentally together. God wants to bring everything into order. Three is always designed to become four when our lives become the windows through which heaven and earth are alived. It is amazing to think that God, totally contained within himself, has chosen to include us and chosen to include us in his government. So it's not just lion, ox, eagle, but lion, ox, eagle, man. And that's an amazing thing, I believe. The 12 ambassadors of the circle of the deep represent the 12 dimensions of the 12 ages of man who are responsible for the restoration of all things throughout time and space. The precepts of God's heart are always the reference points of the beginning and the end always meet. All governmental alignments of three must have a window to flow through administratively. There are sevens which arise from threes when the fourth is the first of the seven. And again, I'll explain this in terms of the alignment of the circle of the deep and the 12 transverse houses. You will see the patterns that emerge from divine order, twos forming an arc, three forming government, four forming a window, seven forming a bench, 12 forming a bench within justice, judgment, justice, grace and mercy. Precepts, statutes, laws, ordinances are assigned to judgment. These are the Chancellor's houses. Ordinances, mantles, weapons, scrolls are assigned to justice. Scrolls, discoveries, commissioning and culture are assigned to grace. Culture, affairs of the nations, treasuries, precepts are assigned to mercy. And the end and the beginning meet at precepts and precepts. So seven are always forming with the foundation of three. So precepts, statutes and laws is the foundational government representing the very character and nature and essence of God, which is the foundation of all order, all government and everything else. So in the first seven, you have precepts, statutes, laws, ordinances, mantles, weapons and scrolls. In the second seven, you have precepts, statutes, laws, scrolls, discoveries, commissioning and culture. Precepts, statutes, laws, commissioning, culture, affairs, treasury room. That, how does this work? Well, that's something which I believe God is calling us to come into maturity and to know how to align things in the realms of heaven, to bring things an order into our lives that represent heaven so that we can be a demonstration of heaven into the earth. I stand with the seal, the crystal, and the rod, and I call for this alignment of the circle of the deep within this Chancellor's houses, beginning the cycles of judgment that bring justice to release grace and mercy. The councils and assemblies of heaven are aligned to the cycles of judgment, justice, grace, and mercy seasons. The seasons are aligned to the four faces of the circle of the deep. Each house is a principle of our alignment collectively, but also a place of personal revelation for sonship, to know identity, position, authority of a son of God. So in looking at that, each of the Chancellor's houses and how the Chancellor's houses at work, we can individually connect. So we engage with the precepts, statutes and laws of God. That connects us to the ordinances of God, the things within our lives that are the abilities and the ways which we have been designed, our redemptive gift, and everything to come into alignment to become a window for an expression of God's kingdom out of heaven, out of eternity, into time, into the earth. So then when we then go into the next set, you then begin to engage the ordinances and the mantles and the weapons, you know, and so you then begin to engage them. I'm engaging with the mantle room for the mantles that I have been authorized to outwork my destiny. I can go into the weapons room to see what I have at my disposal to be able to be used as tools. And I think of, rather than weapons as in something for war, think of tools. Something that can be used to accomplish something, to build something, to create something. Those are the tools that are at our disposal. And you can go into each of them to engage for the alignment of your life, to the outworking of your life, to find your place of commissioning and the scrolls that you need to fulfill your destiny. So then I began to ask God, looking ahead to 2018, Father, where do we go from here? What seasons do we need to be aware of for 2018? This is God's response. Son, the path is still before you, so keep moving forwards. Do not be distracted by what you see in the natural realm. Keep your focus on the goals that you have mandates to achieve. Keep the twin focus of the Joshua generation and the harvest in the forefront of your thinking, and ensure that all that you are doing is aligned with those aims. If you continue to keep those two mandates, your priorities, your blueprint will be fulfilled as a natural consequence. All your spheres of governmental authority must keep their focus on the main objectives. The Embassy of Heaven, the Exchange, Freedom Community Alliance, Engaging God, and all the other mountains will be those that are outworking the primary objectives. Sun, refocus your efforts on the mandates and everything else will fall into place. And I would encourage everyone to look at what they're called to do. If you're part of anything corporate, what that corporate thing is, where you are in your identity within it, you know, where are you a living stone being built into what God is establishing as a place for his presence? You know, look corporately, look individually, make sure that you're in the right place, you're aligned. Some people are in the wrong places. They're in the wrong places out of loyalty, false loyalty. They're in the wrong places out of convenience for jobs, children, various other things. You need to be in the right place. Where does God want you to be? What does he want you to be part of? Who is he calling you to align with, come into relationship with? Who is he calling you to be a living stone with? Because none of us are supposed to be on our own. We're supposed to be with others in relationship, because relationship is the foundation of the kingdom. So everyone, I'd encourage you, seek God. Make sure you're in the right place. If you get distracted by focusing on the individual parts, the whole will suffer from loss of vision. Now, again, yeah, we're engaging with the Prince of Peace. We're engaging with Jesus, with the Father, with the Holy Spirit. He's calling us to come into a deeper and deeper relationship. Deep is calling to deep. You know, he's calling us to come and be restored in sonship, to discover our true identity, our eternal identity, to bring that into this present realm, to determine to dictate how we're going to outwork that in this earthly realm. There is so much more beyond what we can imagine or think. If we go deeper and deeper into intimacy with God, if we discover truly who God is, we'll discover truly who we are in the mirror of observation. As we look at him, we behold, we become like him, and the image of our sonship is revealed in that intimacy of relationship. Without a father relationship, there can be no sonship. God is calling us to come back into the restored relationship of intimacy, to come back in his heart, where we feel overwhelmed with an amazing sense of his love and purpose. So I'd encourage you to take some time to engage God, just to allow him to take you deeper, to take you beyond, to expand your present reality, to take you further and higher. There is so much more for us to discover, you know, in the depths of God's love, in the depths of his person, in the very intrinsic nature and essence of who he is, his precepts, his statutes, his laws. God is calling us to be restored to our positions of sonship, to take our place in the heavenly realms, to take our place where we're seated, beginning to operate in responsibility. Relationship is awesome and is the foundation for everything. But we're also sons in the family business. We're co-heirs within God's kingdom. We're heirs in relationship to God. We have been restored and made alive, brought back into this amazing relationship, reconciled to him. Let's make sure that we find our place within the fabric of God's purpose, within the tree of life, within Metatron's cube, within the positions of sonship that hold the balance to bring everything back into restored order, to connect things, to restore things, to make things whole. God is calling us to bring things into wholeness, to bring things into a place of peace. How can we do that if we're not at rest ourselves? All who are weary and heavy laden, come to me and find rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You know, his yoke is easy, his burden's light. Learn from him. I'd encourage you, as you embrace the Prince of Peace, as I encourage you right now, just to look into the eyes of the Prince of Peace. Look into his eyes. Look deep, deep, deep into his eyes and be drawn in to sonship. Let him draw you in to unveil the truth of who you are. Let him take you beyond. So I just encourage you just to close your eyes. just to be focused on the Prince of Peace. And as you engage with Jesus, just let him take you beyond where you've been before. Let him take you beyond. Let him expand your consciousness. Let him take you into the depths of intimacy, taking you into the very place in his heart, that special place for you, within the vast sum of his thoughts. Just let him bring you and reveal and take you into that place of restoration and sonship.